Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation. Now, this is for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. Today is Monday, the 23rd of September, 2024. Let's talk today about the price of leadership. So when you started your MSP, assuming it was you that started it, you knew that you wanted to take control of the work that you do, of the way that you look after clients. You knew you wanted control over how you spend your time and, of course, your own personal earning capacity as well. All of these things come with owning your own business. But one of the things that also came with it, which perhaps you maybe hadn't realized would be part of the deal, was that you became a leader. And maybe that didn't happen straight away, but the second you hired your first help, your first technician, someone who essentially reported into you, you didn't just become their manager, you became their leader as well. And we, as the owners of the business, you and me, and everyone else who owns a business, we are the leaders of the business, whether we act as the leaders or not. Now, some people find leadership a comfortable position to be. I do, I'll be honest. I've run my own business for 20 years. And before that, I was a manager in radio for a number of years, probably about 6 or 7 years before that. So I'm very comfortable managing people, very comfortable leading people. And leadership, I define, well, the difference between the two, managing is getting things done, isn't it? It's organizing things and getting things done. But leadership is inspiring people. It's setting out a vision, somewhere that we're going to go, and then motivating your team to get there, not through, you know, schemes and ideas, but motivating them because they believe in you, right? And they really want to do what it is that you think that you can do. You know, you might set a vision for your MSP that within 5 years, we're going to look after 20 businesses around here with a minimum of 10 users or 20 users each. And we're going to look after them so well that 99.9% of the time, problems never ever stop them from doing their work, that they're as protected from cybersecurity incidents as they could possibly be. And you'll know more about what your goals and your vision would be. But can you see how, let's say you're a technician and you're 23, 24, and you join your MSP. For someone who joins your MSP at that stage, and there's you talking about this vision for the future, and you saying, you know, I know we can't protect every single person from every single threat, but we can do the best we can, right? We can push it as close to full protection as possible. What if we could eliminate every single problem before it happens? And I know realistically we can't do that, but what if we strive to do it? That's a vision, right? And that's an insanely, insanely good thing to do. And that's how you drive people to do extraordinary work. But there is a downside. And the downside of that is when you are a leader, and you essentially put your head above the parapet, you come up with a vision, a place you want to go, a direction to go in, it's ever so easy for members of your team to take pot shots at you, to literally fire at you. Now, when there's just like two or three of you in the team, this doesn't happen. Even when I had a team, I had 15 in my last business, which I sold in 2016, I had 15 staff at the point we sold that. And, you know, the vast majority of those were not the kind to take pot shots. But we were just at that point where we were hiring people that I hadn't personally hired. So there was one writer, I can't remember his name, but I didn't hire him. A member of my team hired him. And in fact, he did ask the very first time I went in, because I used to go to the office one day a week. He actually asked a colleague and he said, who's that angry bloke who came in on Thursday? And they're like, oh yeah, he owns this. He owns the business. And he was quite critical. We had a stand-up team meeting a couple of weeks after he joined, and he was quite critical about some of the things that we were doing. And initially, I was like, who the hell are you, buddy? You know, how can you criticize me? And then I realized that this is part of leadership. It's an important part. If we're going to set out a direction, a vision, something that we want the business to achieve, we have to be prepared to defend that, but not in a defensive way. We have to be able to explain it, to communicate it, to paint the vision again. One of the key aspects of being a great leader is setting out somewhere you want to go and then repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. And when people pull it to bits and they find fault in it, you keep repeating it. And of course, you adapt and you change and you take on board their feedback, but you keep repeating it and you keep painting that picture. That's what great leaders do. So on Thursday, we're going to give you next week's content. It's about being more productive with Copilot. And we launched a couple of new website reviews last week. You can see those on the portal. If you want to go and enter your website in this month's website review, you can do that in the members-only Facebook group. Have a very profitable week. I'll be back here next Monday. See you then.